Currently, you need to be 18 years old to vote in an election or buy alcohol, but at younger ages, you can be employed and earn money and drive a car. This is the disparity that has the South Australian Student Representative Council campaigning to lower the voting age in local government elections to 16. It's one of the campaigns out of many that have been proposed by the council, which comes under the Commission for Children and Young People. One of the campaigners for this comes from the Riverland. Melody Baldock is a Year 12 student at the Berry Regional Secondary College, and Helen Connolly is the Commissioner for Children and Young People in South Australia. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Commissioner, we might start with you first. What is your role and that of the Commission, just to give an overall view here of what's going on?
So my role, I'm an independent statutory officer, so I report to the Parliament, and my role is essentially to promote and protect children's rights, interests and wellbeing. So all children across the whole of South Australia, 0 to 18, really to kind of look from the almost like an overview of what's happening in their lives.
So in that role, how does the SRC factor into that?
So I have a role to kind of provide opportunities to promote kids' participation in society. So a few years ago when I started, we kind of thought, well, what is it that we might be able to do in terms of really trying to get kids involved in civics and in their local communities? And one of the ideas that kids came up with was a kind of big SRC for the whole state. So this is our third year now. So, yeah, so we've been running for year 10s, 11s and 12s across the state, a representative council of 150 students.
Wow, that's huge. Great to have so many involved. Melody, I might come to you now. How did you come to be a part of the SRC? And just for those who don't know, Student Representative Council, that's what that stands for, yes?
Yep. So I found out from my school leader a few years ago. So I was in that inaugural year, and I feel really fortunate to be able to be involved with that. It really led to some incredible opportunities, and it's just been such an incredible way to continue my leadership development.
Okay. So what did you have to do to be part of it? Was there anything special?
So I filled in an application, and I got picked as one of those 150 students. And then, yeah, it's just been such an incredible opportunity since.
Right. So you've got a campaign that you're running as part of the SASRC, the Student Representative Council there. What is it, and why did you decide on that campaign?
So young people already make a really positive impact in our community, and whether that be through work or volunteering. So it's really difficult to have decisions made that are affecting us now and into the future without having a voice. And that's really where our Future, Our Vote campaign was created.
Okay.
So, Matt, 16-year-olds are trusted to drive, and yet we can't contribute to what the roads look like. And that's really, really difficult as a generation most affected by today's decisions, that we can't have a say.
So why just local government are you looking at here and not other levels of government?
So currently it's young people getting that opportunity to have a say and learn about what it means, what civics means, and it really starts at that local level.
Okay, all right. So how did you pick upon this particular topic?
Right, once again, we made a poll and we spoke to lots of young people across South Australia, and we got 769 people getting involved in that survey. And through that, we were able to discover that over half of those people felt that that was an issue and that voting government age needed to be lowered to 16.
Okay. So do you think that of those people, that 769, the nearly 800 people that had polled there, do you think they would definitely get involved in local government elections?
Yeah, absolutely. So that was one of the questions in our survey, and we received an overwhelming number of people who would get involved if that voting age was lowered.
We're talking to Melody Baldock, who's a Year 12 student at the Berry Regional Secondary College and also part of the South Australian Student Representative Council, and Helen Connolly, Commissioner for Children and Young People. Helen, I'll just come back to you. What do you think of this particular item that the SRC has developed a campaign for?
I think it's fantastic. So what happens is they get to kind of pick a passion project, I guess, and so that needs to be representative. So we go through a process. So there are five campaigns that got decided on for this year. Next year could be different number of different kind of campaigns, but certainly lowering the voting age, as Melody said, was a really popular one. And going to your question of why local government, I think Melody answered it beautifully. It's because kids actually live, while we know they live pretty global lives in terms of their online lives, their in real life lives are pretty local. And so local government is the kind of decision making or the level of government that impacts directly on their lives every day. So it's from where there are recreation places or when the library's open or if the park's watered or, you know, those kind of things are the kind of decisions that they're actually saying they'd like to be part of.
Right. Melody, do you feel confident that something like this would get looked upon favourably, say, if it was to enter into Parliament legislation, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a goal of getting 500 signatures on a petition in order to make a strong impact in South Australian government. And we've already actually achieved 281 signatures. So that's all across South Australia.
Pretty impressive, really. Did you think it would get this much traction?
Absolutely. From that poll, we were really, really expecting this sort of number. So it's really incredible, yeah.
Coming back to you, Commissioner, there are a number of campaigns that are running at the moment. So what happens to them? What's the next step for them?
So each of them, as Melody said, went out to make sure that other kids... So one of the things we're really clear about is we can't just go for what the passion projects are for the 150 who get onto the SRC. We need to make it representative. So we ask them to go out and find out, is this an issue shared by your peers? So we've been through that process. We've done this kind of petitioning. Now we're at the stage of talking to decision makers. So we're hoping to bring together a number of mayors in the first instance to have that conversation about what would it take to lower the voting age in local government. We pick local government as well because it's, you know, because it is closer to home. We can have those relationships. We can talk to elected representatives and kind of have hopefully their insight into what might make it a reality. But then each campaign then has its own kind of strategy. So we'll work through that till the end of the year. That group then finishes. They can reapply next year or they can get rolled over if they choose, but then we bring on a new group of U10s and 11s as well. And then somehow some of these campaigns might last next year, but some of them will morph into something new.
Got it. Okay. And Melody, being a part of the SRC for as long as you have, has it sort of given you a push or some sort of impetus to go on into some sort of civic life potentially?
Absolutely. I definitely feel like, especially working with Helen, it's really created a lot of opportunities, much bigger than what I could have possibly imagined once entering into it. So, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Great to hear. That must be giving you a bit of confidence there too, Helen.
Oh, sometimes I feel it's just such a privilege to see them grow and develop as well. It might sound a little bit cliched, but actually, and we've got 30 regional kids in the SRC, so, and they say to me all the time, they just don't get any of these opportunities in their local community. They certainly get to meet people from all over South Australia, but I think the key to this is we just have enormous trust that they're going to do the right thing and come up with the right kind of messaging and the right campaigns. And so when you put their kind of passion and talent and a bit of trust, it's amazing what we might be able to actually achieve.
Mm. Helen, Melody, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. And best of luck with the campaigning, Melody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Melody Baldock, a student, Year 12 student at Bury Regional Secondary College, and Helen Connolly, the Commissioner for Children and Young People in South Australia. There you go. There's a few campaigns that they are out and running at the moment, but that's one of them, to lower the voting age for local government elections to 16. It's an interesting concept. Yeah, and I've got to say, I don't dislike it. I thought I might have been against it, but it's a pretty good idea.